It's Central Time. I'm Darrell Conner.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, fentanyl is the top drug in overdose deaths, bypassing heroin. We talked to an emergency room doctor to understand what's behind this change.
First, the new crop of state lawmakers and other elected officials will take office in about 3 weeks. That includes Democratic Attorney General-elect Josh Call.
He defeated Republican incumbent Brad Schimmel by fewer than 18,000 votes, or less than 1% in last month's midterm elections.
He'll assume his role with less power than the office had last week after several Republican bills were signed by Governor Walker. Among them, eliminating the Justice Department's Solicitor General's office, allowing lawmakers to intervene in state lawsuits, and requiring the Attorney General to get the legislature's approval before settling cases.
Josh Call is the incoming Democratic Attorney General of Wisconsin. Attorney General-elect Call, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the extraordinary session of the legislature and what came out of that when it comes to the powers of the Attorney General. What's on your mind when you look at that now?
Well, first and foremost, this is terrible legislation. It was passed through a really bad process. The bill was introduced on a Friday afternoon, and it was passed the next week after an all-night session. I don't think this legislation has been thought through as well as it should have been. But there are some significant problems with it. One is it takes resources away from the Wisconsin Department of Justice. That's not good for public safety. Another problem with the bill is that it reduces the powers of the governor and of the attorney general. It's really an attempt to undermine the results of the elections that we just had. I think one of the things that is sure to result from this legislation is that there's going to be litigation relating to different with respect to the AG, for example. I think there's going to be the AG or the governor's powers, potentially arguments about separation of powers. You know, one of the things that this does is it gives the legislature oversight over certain settlements, which, you know, the enforcement and resolution of an enforcement action is a fairly classic executive branch power, but the legislature with this legislation has tried to take that power.
You said there's going to be litigation. Is there going to be litigation from you?
I'm going to wait to comment on that until I am in the AG's office. But I think regardless of who brings litigation, there is certain to be litigation over these issues, because this is a significant shift in the way that our government is organized. It's a significant shift of power away from the executive branch to the legislature. And this is not how the transfer of power has worked literally for generations in this state or in this country. After elections, you know, part of our democratic process is that the full powers of the office are transferred if there's a transfer of power from one party to the other. And unfortunately, that's not what happened here.
Well, one live issue from all of this is in the news this week, the Affordable Care Act. We had a judge in Texas saying it's unconstitutional, going along with a lawsuit filed by 20 states, including Wisconsin. Now, you are limited now under this new legislation in the state from pulling the state out of that lawsuit as it advances probably to the Supreme Court. How do you handle this?
So this is a good example of one of the problems with the extraordinary session legislation. In the campaign that we just had, I campaigned in part on talking about the need to withdraw Wisconsin from this lawsuit. Governor-elect Evers talked about the need for Wisconsin to withdraw from this lawsuit, and he called on Governor Walker to direct Brad Schimmel to withdraw from the lawsuit. This was an issue in the campaign. At no point did somebody say, oh, we may very well be changing the powers of the governor so he no longer can order direct the AG to withdraw from this suit. That's something that only came up after the election took place. It's really made that debate that we had in these elections into a sham, and that's one of the unfortunate aspects of this legislation.
Another big issue that's going to be coming up in the next year and beyond is the issue of Wisconsin's voting maps, redistricting here in the state, this ongoing federal trial. We've got a trial set, I think, for April now on the latest incarnation of that. The assembly is going to be allowed to have an attorney to make the case for these districts. You'll be in the mix somewhere. How's that going to work?
So generally speaking, I think the role of the attorney general is to defend state statutes if there is a reasonably defensible legal argument to be made. Now, one of the things that we need to look at is with this new legislation that's been passed by the legislature, you know, when is the legislature going to be intervening in cases? How does that impact the role that the AG's office plays and that the legislature may be playing? But generally speaking, the AG's role is to defend state statutes, even if the AG disagrees with them. And so as AG, one of the things I will be doing is defending the state's legislative maps. I also think it's appropriate, though, to speak up when there is room for positive policy change and policy improvement. We are spending money litigating over these maps. We're now going to have not only the AG's office, but also lawyers for the legislature involved in defending these maps. And it's not a system that is the one that best serves the interests of voters. I would like to see Wisconsin move to an Iowa model where we have a nonpartisan redistricting process so that voters, once again, have control over our democracy. We have voters choosing their representatives and not the other way around. And so we're saving the state money that can be put to more important uses.
Talking to Josh Call, Attorney General-elect of Wisconsin, looking at the recent extraordinary session and looking ahead to 2019. And let's do more of that now. One of the big issues in Wisconsin on the campaign trail for you is the opioid crisis here in the state. In just a couple days, we'll talk to John Nygren, one of the leading Republican lawmakers on this issue. He's backed a lot of pieces of legislation. Do you see room where you and Republicans in the legislature can work to combat the opioid crisis?
I do, and I think there are actually a lot of public safety issues on which members of the legislature and the AG's office are going to be able to work together. The opioid epidemic is one great example, and I'll also add to that the growing meth problem that we have in Wisconsin. I think there are a number of things we can be doing that will help us respond more effectively to the challenge that we face here. One is, as AG, I'm going to work with law enforcement agencies at the county and local level and also at the federal level to try to improve coordination so that we can work together to target large-scale drug traffickers with our investigations, people who are transporting meth or heroin or fentanyl, you know, across county lines, across state lines. I'm going to be an advocate for expanding access to substance abuse treatment in Wisconsin. I think that's part of the solution. One of the things I'm going to be doing as AG is taking a look at where the multi-state investigation is into the pharmaceutical manufacturers, because I think we need to hold them accountable to the extent that they've been responsible for the opioid epidemic through false and deceptive marketing practices. And then one other area is we still haven't expanded Medicaid in Wisconsin. If we do that, we'd be able to cover about 80,000 additional Wisconsinites under Badger Care, which means that more people would have the coverage they need to pay for treatment, but we'd also save the state about $190 million a year. And we can put that $190 million to use in a number of areas, but including, for example, expanding access to treatment.
I've talked to first responders, police officers, firefighters, EMTs, who, especially in the areas harder hit by opioid than by meth, as you were mentioning, they say, my job is different now than it was 10 years ago. So many of the calls are to administer Narcan or something else related to an overdose. How do you, as Attorney General, really help support those people at the front lines of this?
So there are a few things. I talked about some of the sort of big picture things we need to be doing differently, but I think there are a lot of additional things that are important to be doing as well. One, as you just mentioned, is making sure that Narcan is available to law enforcement officers around the state so that they have it, so that they can help save lives. Another thing is making sure that we have the resources at the county level we need to start, making sure that cases are prosecuted with the attention that they deserve. So a good example of that is working to address our prosecutor shortage in Wisconsin. I also want to expand treatment and diversion programs in Wisconsin so that when people end up in the system, the criminal justice system, because they have, for example, a substance abuse problem, we can work to get those people the help they need rather than having those folks end up in jail. I think that's good both from a fairness standpoint for the folks who end up in the system because of an addiction, but I also think it's important from a law enforcement and a public safety standpoint, both because if we can deal with that person's addiction, I think we're going to be safe for the long term. And also because I'd like to see more law enforcement resources being able to be directed toward higher level drug traffickers, for example.
Also want to turn to the issue of school safety, a high profile issue in recent years because of rare but very dramatic and horrific school shootings over the last handful of years. What are your thoughts in 2019 on what you can do to make schools safe?
I think there are two major areas where we need to make progress. One is we need to pass common sense gun safety measures in Wisconsin. Universal background checks have very broad public support. I'm going to be an advocate for universal background checks in Wisconsin. I think we finally need to ban bump stocks in Wisconsin. And I also would like to see a red flag law, a law that would allow law enforcement or a family member, if they see somebody who, you know, demonstrates that they are a danger to themselves or to others, this would allow for law enforcement or a family member to go to a court and get an order allowing for that person to be temporarily disarmed so that an intervention can take place. So that's one area. The second area is we need long-term funding for mental health programs in our schools. And that's another area where I intend to advocate for more funding from the legislature.
We've hit a lot of the high points here. What other priorities are on your to-do list over the next 4 years?
One area is, first of all, I want to work with the legislature to pass legislation that is going to do what we can to prevent there from ever being another backlog of untested rape kits in Wisconsin. And I look forward to working with members of the legislature, with law enforcement, with advocates for survivors to enact that legislation. We also have kits where their kits were tested. There have been DNA matches in going through the testing of kits in the backlog. And where there are those matches, I'm going to ensure that those matches are fully and thoroughly investigated so that if prosecutions can be brought, they are brought, and that we finally get justice for survivors in those cases. So that's a major priority. But we also need to step up enforcement of our environmental and consumer protection laws at the Wisconsin Department of Justice. There are parts of the state that face significant environmental issues, and making sure that our laws are being seriously and even-handedly enforced is a priority of mine.
Attorney General-elect Call, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Josh Call is the incoming Democratic Attorney General of Wisconsin. We talked with him about the new laws that scale back his office's power, the future of the Affordable Care Act, and other issues. He'll be sworn in on Monday, January 7th.